To order here and note for the record that we have trustees McDermott, Ribeiro, Morrow, and myself in attendance, so there's a quorum. Let's start with item 2A on the agenda, approval of the minutes for April 27th, 2023 meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes? Trustee Morrow made the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thanks, Trustee Ribeiro made the second. We've been joined by Trustee Vereen as well. Is there any discussion on the minutes? All those in favor, Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. So the minutes are approved. Item 3, administrative matters. If the trustees are amenable, I'd like to pass over item A, determined formula for purchase of prior city service at the request of Mr. Cannon, and move on to item B, the 2022 annual report. Oh, my apologies. I am on the minutes. Moving on to item B, outside earnings update. Information only, is this Leanna?
Yes, good morning. This is Leanna. We usually just update everyone this time of year, have an outside earnings audit that takes place. This is for our employees who retired straight disability with less than 13 years of service. They have an outside earnings cap until the age of 65. We mail them this affidavit that they need to sign and have notarized that states what their income was for the prior year. We mail it out in February. It's due April 30th. Those who have not submitted, we send a follow-up letter on May 1st, and then we send a certified letter on June 1st, notifying them that their pension will be turned off until they comply. And this update is to just let the trustees know that at this current time, there is still one person who has not submitted. So that person has been inactivated. As soon as they do submit, they will be turned back on and, paid any retro that they're owed for, if they miss any payments for any months.
Thank you, Leah. Are there any questions from the trustees? Any questions from the trustees?
No.
And this is an information only item here. Item 4, age annuity retirement information only. Note for the record, the list of individuals that are retiring. Thank you for your service. Item 5, contribution withdrawals information only. Item 6, death after retirement. Again, information only. Robert Mazurek, Salvatore Rizzo, Douglas Fortune, John Duby, Ralph Pecorillo, and Jeremiah Waring. If we could take a moment to reflect on the passing of those individuals. Thank you, everybody. Item 7, payment of the bills. Is there a motion to approve payment of the bills?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Having been moved by Trustee Morrow and seconded by Trustee Ribeiro, any discussion on payment of the bills? Any discussion? All those in favor of approving payment of the bills? Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. The bills will be paid. Any old business? Any new business? Moving to the investment report.
Good morning, everyone. 807. So that might be a new record. We're going to talk about May's numbers today, which are a little bit dated. It's been an exciting June. It is a brief meeting for a holiday, although it's not always a holiday for police and firemen. Fire service. So I'll be brief with this and run through it. And it's the end of the fiscal year tomorrow. So we'll get into more detail next month about where we stand with that. So if you look at the first column, I'm not sure if everybody has it in front of them, but I can walk through you through it with you. The first column is the month of May. Not a great May, but like I said, the month of June was great. The NASDAQ in the month of June alone was up 5%. So when we look at next month's numbers, we're going to be impressed with the movement with some of these managers. If you go down to our equity managers, Sizer on the core side, again, both growth and value, there's been still a big divergence between both. Growth has been in favor this year with the NASDAQ and tech-heavy stocks, tech-heavy indices really running the show. So a little of the performance on the Sizer side. We took money from them to balance out the large cap equity space. Last month, gave it down to Atalanta, the majority of that. So that portfolio is up about $23 million in total. If you go down to that number, your style is pretty much in line. If you go down to that number, you could see that their six-month number and their fiscal year number and the year-to-date numbers really really come around for Atalanta with their growth-heavy portfolio. Below that, it's been a tough month for mid-cap stocks, both managers. If you look across, though, to fiscal year-to-date, we've had good outperformance on the Cook & Bueller side, 200-plus basis points, and Mutual America is doing their job. Flip over to the next page. Clearbridge is a legacy manager. It's been around a while. They have good long-term numbers, but they've struggled as of late. I have them down for a review. So I'm going to review it with the team. And then if appropriate, we're going to bring them in front of the board and hear their story again. They are the largest manager in the small cap space. So let's hear what's going on with them. If you look over to their inception numbers, as you can see, they're still doing well. If you look at Cook & Bueller for the year-to-date number, it's a challenge, but their fiscal year-to-date number, 4% versus negative 1.79 is good. And Channing's number on the one-year number is a little bit challenged. But to the point about June, these three managers, Clearbridge in the month of June, I just looked at this last night, up 5% in 1 month. Cook & Bueller is up now year-to-date 9% versus flat. And Channing right now, year to date, is up 10% versus 1.85. So you've seen big movements in the last 30 days, which will bode well for the fund coming into the end of the year. Below that, International's had a great run, tough month, but great run across the board year to date. So that's a good space to be. Our bond managers are pretty much flat. We talked about that last month, how we'd have a soft month with rates moving. But again, they've done their job over the year to date. Now we're positive territory in a tough rising rate environment. Next page talks about cash. We paid some bills. We sent some money to one of our fixed income managers, Serenitas. So we're down to about $14 million total in cash. We'll keep that on the sidelines and pay benefits with it. And then going into the end of the year, when needed, we'll take from our cash accounts at our alternative custodian, and we'll also liquidate if needed across the board to pay bills. Below that's Alkeon. Again, a manager that we've keeping an eye on. Their six-month numbers outstanding, up 13.73 versus an indice up 3%. So fiscal year-to-date doing well in the year-to-date number, 1,000 basis points over their indice there. If you can go to page 11, Taylor. And then I'll be one more, I believe. One more. Okay, so this just talks about our IPS. As you can see, we keep an eye on this, making sure that the portfolio is in line with what we've targeted with our allocation. So everything on that right-hand side is in line. The only thing that's out of line in this report is cash, but it's back in line because we spent some money. So everything is in line with your IPS. And I'll break into about 2 minutes of market talk because it's very similar to last month. And I'll start with the first thing is that I've been cautious going into this year, thinking that with everything going on, with rates moving up and with the economy, that we'd have a tougher first 6 months. I was wrong, which is good. It's good to be wrong when making money. So that goes back to the IPS. Instead of outthinking yourself and overweighting areas outside of your allocations is where you get in trouble. So by sticking to this and holding on to what we were hired to do as consultants and as trustees, it's really saved us because we've been allocated to equity, the equity portfolio in the right way. I'm not going to go through what I'm looking at, but the domination this year has been tech-heavy stocks. We call it the Magnificent Seven, NVIDIA, Amazon, you name it, on the tech side. So it's really driven the market. And that's been dangerous because you want more breadth in the market, more broader participation. But now we're actually seeing that. So it's going to be interesting second half. We still have a Federal Reserve that took a pause last month with raising rates, but now they're talking about doing it again in July, possibly again in August. So we'll see how that bears. The economy's been resilient, more so than people thought. Look at travel numbers for 4th of July. They're off the charts. It's been a challenge for airlines with the weather and everything, but travel's off the charts. So people are still making money and spending money. So we still remain positive on equities in the long run. We'll keep an eye on rates. The problem with some volatility here and a pause in equities is that as rates continue to go up, there's alternatives to equities, meaning that you could earn 5-6% in cash. So when it gets dicey on the equity side, you're going to see a flight to that safety, and we'll see how that works out. But for now, stay invested. Timing-wise, is always good. We've had a great first 6 months, and then going into the fall, we'll get the money in the end of the year from the city in the wintertime and reallocate to the portfolio, and looking forward to that. So as of right now, no changes. I'll open up to any questions if you like. Otherwise, I wish you all a very happy 4th of July and extended weekend.
Questions for Dave?
Not for me.
Any questions for Dave? Okay, so there's no other items on the agenda. I did want to take a moment to say that Attorney Crumpy, I think this is your first meeting without Attorney Cohen here, the full transition. You did a great job at this first meeting. Well done.
Thank you for your observation, Mayor.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
First item.
Second.
Trustee Morrow made the motion. Trustee McDermott seconded. All those in favor, Trustee Morrow.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Rivera. Trustee Rivera, you're on mute.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. And I'm not as well. So we are adjourned. Have a great weekend. Happy 4th.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Happy 4th.
Happy 4th.